Warhammer of ISVGN UC2 Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
From Lethix Twin from StayNavins.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
And what is up? It is Oswald here, another Saturday Urban Radio edition coming at you. A show just about ready to begin. We got a kick-ass show as usual. Hopefully you'll stay around for all of that. We'll be right back.
Let's kick some ass.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see.
What is going on? It is Oswald. Welcome to Urban Radio on this Saturday as we have moved to a new time. I guess you call it our new home here. I'm beginning at 1300 Pacific time, 1600 Eastern Standard Time, and 22 CET. Based on past scheduling and some of the current issues that are relevant in my life right now, this time change seems to work best for me, and based on the community input, the best for you. So time change, as I said, brought about in order to get more involvement from the European gamers, who we would end up screwing time and time again, because 4 o'clock Pacific time ends up being like 2 a.m. over in Europe, and a pretty good chance, and unless you're one of those hard drinking Finns or Swedes or Danes, you're probably in bed. So we decided to move the show here up a couple of hours. Saturday, usually a very light day for casting in general. As you can see, I am like the only show in town today. But check Sunday out, and Sunday's got a full lineup of matches beginning at like 10:45 Pacific and going through 8 o'clock that night. So Sunday's a heavy day. Saturday, very light day. Friday, usually dedicated to epileptic gaming with DJ Wheat. So Saturday, 1 p.m., middle of the day. Yeah, middle of the day, I know, for some of us here on the left coast. But for the most part, it's going to work out for me, because when I now work, I can actually get 2 hours, 3 hours of sleep, and before I go to work after doing the show. So that's part of the reason as to why this change was made, to start at 1 o'clock. Simple. Now, I can already see some people out there saying, well, there goes Oswald favoring the Euros again. And you know what? That's right. That is my job. It's to spread the word of Urban Terror to as many gamers, really, regardless of where they are. Now, in the past, I know many of the events we've held, releases, the development team has participated in, things like that nature, have been geared towards North America, Canada, the U.S. predominantly. Why? Because the majority of the team members were from the USA and Canada and Australia, but their time zone is far enough around the world that it's like the morning the next day. So it works out for them as well. So while there's still a thriving community here in the Americas, Europe still has a large number of clans, gamers, et cetera, who actually want to participate in the show. Some of them, for example, Wolf's Eye, I don't even want to know what time he goes to bed at after a radio show when it was beginning at 4 o'clock. So, you know, hopefully the time change works out, and that's one of the reasons we did it, because there is a large group of gamers in Europe who would like to participate in the show. So thanks to all who gave their input. The radio show will have a new time. Hopefully it, as I said, does work out for all of us. And, you know, never know. Monday I could get a phone call from my new job saying, hey, we want you to work 8 to 5, and then this is out the door, and we go back to a new start time. Anyways, as for today, we do have a good show for you today. We will respond to a comment that was directed at the development team about the success of Urban Terror earlier this week. I think the word asshat is fitting. The Urban Terror, the Urban Radio Server of the Week, you know, you would think after almost a week and a half of shoutcasting, I would have this down, seeing as I've been shoutcasting every day since... Last Saturday. I've been casting for like a week and a half straight, so I'm a little burnt, but I still trip over my tongue now and then. The Urban Radio Server of the Week is back and hosted by Act of War, thanks to Wolf's Eye. You can go to urbanterror.net right now. Click on Urban Radio if you want to join the server now. It's somewhat of a unique map cycle and a gameplay cycle this week, so you might not have all the maps, to be honest. I didn't have all the maps. I actually downloaded them all last night just in the off chance that I jumped on the server and there was a map that I didn't have. But I do see Spellbinder inbound Urban Terror spamming that IP address, so I appreciate that. It is the Planet AOW Custom Map Center IP address 83.246.114.44. If you'd like to join now, it is standard port, and we'll drop in there in just a little bit to check out all the fun loving fragging going on. Enjoy it. If you want to sponsor the server, all it takes is an email to oswald@planetquake.com. I will respond. I'll give you all the information I need in order to get that going. We'll also take a look at the Urban Terror Top 5 as it returns this week. We do have five items that I have pulled from the community, and I put this offer out in the past in order to get some more participation here from the community. It sort of began with autoaim.cfg. He posted a thread in the R&R forums about his top five pet peeves, so with his approval, we used it. Well, now it's your chance to submit your Urban Terror top five items of the week. They can be pet peeves. They can be just about anything you want, as long as it is Urban Terror community related, or even gaming related for that matter. Again, submit your top five list to oswald@planetquake.com, and who knows? Maybe they'll get on the show next week. League news, at least in North America, is getting very thin. STA has finished up this past week, and TWL, I believe, if it's not over, it's almost over. But with that said, Clan Base is in the middle of another great Cup season. We'll touch on that later on in the show. And finally, in the free-for-all segment, I will comment on a challenge issued this week. I'll give you my take on it, and I'll also give you an opposing viewpoint, because we like to be fair here on Urban Radio. We just don't like to tell one side of the story. Well, sometimes we do, but I'm just kidding. We'll try to give everybody their say here. When we return, we will kick things off with the Urban Terror Talking Point, and you are right here. You are inside the game, and we're coming back here in just a couple of minutes.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game. wanted it, you got it. A gaming station devoted to...
Well, games.
So keep it here. On Inside Radio.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald here with you on a Saturday. If you've happened to miss any of the previous airings of Urban Radio, don't worry. You can download them all at radioitg.com. Click on downloads and you'll be taken to our partner, filecloud.com. Registration is required, but it is worth it. Once at Filecloud, click on shows and you'll see the matches and programs that air on ITG in one place, including Urban Radio. The most recent matches from Clanbase and my new 80s flashback show called Just Push Play, which, yes, I know has not aired in almost 2 weeks. I apologize. I'm trying. I'll touch on that here a little bit later. But right now, it's on to the Urban Terror talking point. Controversy coming out of the STA Flags victory of Blam over Veneration. Seems Blam feels they need to prove themselves by challenging the... I don't know, what would you call him? I guess you would call him the winner, since Clanbase doesn't actively play a CTF league. They only have a ladder. Regardless of ladder or league, and Clan is the top CTF clan in Europe based on an amazing 51-1-1 record. I believe they've won 47 in a row, if my numbers are correct here. Yeah. Oh, excuse me, 46 in a row they've won. Not too bad. I think whatever you look at, 46 in a row is admirable, isn't it? Anyways, regardless, they are the top CTF clan in Europe with that record. Annabomber says, and Annabomber is the clan leader. He says, why should we take that challenge after you talk so much BS about us? Maybe it wasn't you, but I have read enough BS about us on the USA Ladder forums that we don't need to accept challenges from NN and more stuff. Now, I didn't edit any of this out, so forgive me if it doesn't sound coherent, because sometimes... You know, you quote somebody, it doesn't sound like it should. First, show us that we need to accept the challenge of you by beating the only clan that deserves the respect from us, Clan Ecstasy. See, there seems to be some issue as to who the best in North America is right now. And currently, Blam is the STA winner, so they do deserve their props. But Ecstasy, who sat out, should not even be brought into the conversation, in my opinion. And Clan has not really played that much CTF, as Annabomber says. Most of their players have stopped playing Urban Terror. They've moved on to other games. So what's really the point of all this? What do you want to call it? I've heard it called numerous things. A championship, a challenge, an exhibition, best in the world. But regardless of what you call it, one match does not make a championship. If you want my opinion, and I know most of you do, that's why you're here, to level the playing field, the North American clan should participate in the clan-based ladder, which is open to them, or European clans like Fear from Portugal should take part in the North American leagues. Do you think either things will really go anywhere? I don't. No Leaf Clover says, respectfully, I have to disagree. Knowing Blam, I would bet good money that regardless if they lost or won, they would treat Anne the exact same respectful way after the match. Win or lose, Blam has always behaved the same way to my clan, Enigma. Back when we had more matches with each other than I can even count, I've certainly witnessed to quite a few of their losses in CTF and Bomb for a while early on before they started beating us toward the end of E's Q3 UT career. Blam's behavior after each match was exactly the same. Not every U.S. team can claim such a thing as being world champion, as if has been stated in the thread. Making such a claim in the Ann/Blam match is erroneous and really irrelevant. I know for sure that if Ndinga played Ann, we would try to win, but regardless of the outcome, we should shake Ann's e-hand and remain friends. Is that sort of like an e-penis, I guess? You know, e-hand? Any e-hand job? I'm just kidding. Getting way off track here. Anyway... Assuming that all U.S. teams behave a certain way, assuming that all U.S. clans behave a certain way due to the actions of some individuals is about as unfair as saying all Urban Terror players are whining, cheating bastards when we know full well it is not true. So we'll continue to see North American champion laying claim to a CTF champion, and in Europe, by virtue of the CTF ladder, they will have their champion. Of course, in a four-page thread, no conclusions were reached, and it really just turned into one big pissing contest. I forgot, pro gamers are always right. Yeah, sure. Props to Blam for winning the STA title, brought to you live by No Leaf Clover and Whispers on Stigmatized Radio. I wonder when they're going to play the TWL champion, Corrupted Asylum, to see who the real champion is. Well, at least the real champion in the Americas. Anyway, it's going to be time for another break here in order to pay some bills, run through some commercials. We will return with the Urban Radio Server of the Week, and I may have a couple other comments here. We'll see. It's Oswald. We're coming right back.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth. This is the new Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with you. Urban Radio coming at you this Saturday. New time, 1300 Pacific Standard Time, 2200 CET. Hopefully you can be with us each and every weekend as we bring you the best that the Urban Terror community has to offer. So Urban Terror server is up and running, the Urban Radio Server of the Week. In response to the time change, we head to Germany and activewar.de for the Urban Radio Server of the Week. We've played here before, thanks in part to Wolfsite. He continues to be a big supporter of Urban Terror, and I thank him for the site and offering such a great service. Stop by, say hi, and grab some files from activewar.de. I do need to apologize to Squad Leader first, as I completely forgot to mention the release of UT Mastermind last week. I had planned on it. It was in one of the private messages, but somehow, the number of messages and channels I had open, I just completely forgot about it. But UT Mastermind is one of the maps that is up and running here on the server, and right now it's on, on UT, or excuse me, MZ Crate. It's a true sniper map, but we are playing with pistols and grenades. So check it out right now. The Planet AOW Custom Map Center, IP address 83.246.114.44. You can go to urbanterror.net/radio.html. Or just click on the Urban Radio button. Both of them work just as simple. Anyway. This map cycle appears to be an enjoyable one this week. It is set a little bit differently than your standard server. For example, UT Mastermind, we play Team Deathmatch. Cargo is CTF, Warehouse CTF, Crate is Free-for-All. The next map up after this is Poseidon and Team Survivor, followed by Bungalow, Castle, Faruhan, I believe, Forest, Hotel Hell, Mansion, Old School Streets, Rommel, Natal, and Salima. So you get some idea what's going on over there right now. We do have some positions open. We do have a couple of gamers in there. We have about, I think, 7 or 8 gamers at the moment. So come on. Get a link to all the maps on urbanterror.net under Urban Radio. Get the maps, tune in, listen, and play. It's that simple. That's what we're all about here at Inside the Game. We're going to check out the action from the server here a little bit later on in the show. Now on to the Urban Terror Top 5 for this week. Number 5, and as I said, if you want to, I guess the space dude or somebody left left his own top 5 in the R&R form. I haven't looked at it yet, but I guess it was getting a few comments, so I may have to stop by there and check it out a little bit later. But anyway, we will we'll do that later. I got 5 here that we'll go with this week and see what happens. Number 5 on the list, constructive criticism. Invis began a thread in gamers who call themselves professional but act like asshats offered absolutely nothing in the form of feedback but just criticism, period. Not constructive, just criticism. This map sucks, blah, blah, blah. I mean, how somebody comes up to you and say, dude, your map sucks. How do you fix this? Well, what sucks? It sucks. And, you know, that's about their mentality level. So, anyways, constructive criticism, something that is always needed, especially when you're taking in consideration a map that is being ported to enemy territory. So it's just one of those things. I don't know. Maybe it's just a pet peeve of mine. But if you're going to provide criticism, make it constructive criticism. Invis, being the professional level developer he is, and yes, he is a professional level developer, lead designer, actually. He knows what constructive criticism is. He can see through all the crap that people like to spam. But anyways, constructive criticism Number five this week on my list. Number four, something called Pro Gamers. I love the moniker these self-proclaimed gamers put on themselves, yet they're the ones who end up doing the most complaining and bitching and when they don't see it the way the rest of the community sees it. How much money have you actually won to support your sorry life playing Urban Terror? None? That's what I thought. I was just checking. So don't say you're a professional gamer. I can name, well, maybe three professional gamers who've actually made money, but they don't play Urban Terror. They play other one-on-one games. So until you make some money in Urban Terror, please knock off the pro gamer BS. Number three on the list, UT Mastermind Squad Leader. Latest release is called UT Mastermind. It's on the server of the week and downloaded over at activewar.com. I checked it out last night. And I think my only feedback to him right now without having played it was I think the textures need to be a little bit more varied. The layout seemed pretty tight, but again, I'll have to wait till I actually play it. But not a bad job. Good job. I like the little one-liners going across in that thing about all the maps. Nuke it. You know, you don't like a map. That was the Mastermind's answer to everything. Nuke it. Docs, good beachfront property. I think we'll keep it. Kind of funny. You'll have to check it out. Anyway. That's number, what was that? Number three on the list. Number two on the list, 100,000 downloads. What am I talking about? I am talking about ActsOfWar.de. 6 months in after the crash of Urban Base, and Wolfseye has everything back up and running as if it were a well-oiled machine. And all you bastards are getting cheap kills on me here in the server. I can see that. Yeah, at least you guys can kill one person when he's defenseless and not moving. I'm sure you do the same thing with old ladies trying to cross the street, don't you? Anyway, after Urban Base crashed, I believe it was last year. Yeah, it was last year. He has come back in a very strong way, and he continues to support Urban Terror. So props to Wolfseye and ActiveWar.de. That is linked over on UrbanTerror.net. And the number one here on the top five this week, the STA and TWL champions from CTF. Blam won the STA final, and TWL was won by Corrupted Asylum all last week, and both brought to you by No Leaf Clover and Whispers. Hopefully you caught some of that earlier in the week. But props to both those clans, and props to No Leaf Clover and Whispers. The Urban Terror mailbag this week. It's with a little bit of regret I announced that Hybridesk is not going to be providing level reviews any longer for Urban Radio. While I'm not sure if this is a temporary or permanent move, I do respect him for laying out the details with me, and I can relate to what he is feeling. And you wonder why I stopped updating and supporting the sixth floor, because it's difficult. I mean, in order to give a good objective review on a map, you need to organize a game for the specific maps you want to review. You got to get them play tested, and then you have to provide a review based on, you know, hopefully objectively based on how the playing went. And sometimes that's not always the easiest things to do, but it also becomes difficult to select maps for review because the community was often non-existent when asked what they wanted to see reviewed or what they wanted to help test play. So he's taking a break here, no longer going to provide reviews. So if we continue that segment, I will be looking for someone to possibly help me out here because, honestly, I don't have time to review maps any longer. And if we don't get any help, then I just whack the segment. Simple as that. I can come up with something else. I'm creative. Come on. I work for Inside the Game, where we do call the shots. Also from Wolfseye this week, along the lines of the Balls Deep Skeet Shooting Tournament, Active War is running a PadMap server, yep, here in the U.S. Remember, size does not matter, guys, so grab the maps and be little again. I can actually remember playing these at the Network Terror LAN I used to attend down in SoCal when I was down there for about 5 years, and I can remember those maps came out there. Awesome maps, truly enjoyable maps. So grab the sniper rifle and go hunt big in-game. In a small way. So anyways, those are just a couple of things that are happening. Also, I mentioned the 100,000 downloads. That was something else I had in the mailbag here. Wolfseye says, I want to thank all of you who supported me in that time, but before on Urban Base. It would have not have been such a pleasure doing all of this if not for you. So props to him. Also, this from Midget Killer at the UT Map Depot. He says, mapdepot.com, it's affiliate sites such as deadllama.net and MyClan. hosting.com are in need of a new host. We've already outgrown the two-month-old dedicated server from 1&1. The map, depot.com, and its affiliate sites are supported by myself personally. Any donations put toward the site do help offset the cost and are greatly appreciated. But each month, 90 to 100% of the costs come out of my personal pocket. Some people ask, why I'd be willing to do that? I just tell them it's for the love of this game and that this is my way of helping support something I love. I do not have a lot of money to spend each month on a server. Currently, I'm paying $120 Canadian per month, which is about $95 for those of you in the U.S. who can't do the conversion. For inadequate service, I would be willing to pay up as much as $250 Canadian. Come on, do the math fast. What does that convert to? That's right, $200 US. Very good. Granted, I had it right here in front of me, so I could have told you how much it was. For a fast, reliable, and co-location service. So if you or someone you know runs a works for a hosting provider and would be willing to co-locate my server, please help. I'd be willing to put something that says sponsored by such and such or ads on the company on my sites if discounted co-location hosting is arranged. Thanks for all your support over the past 2 years of the Urban Terror Map Depot since it's been around. And I hope to see another 2 years of service for the Urban Terror community with your support. Also, this just in, breaking news. I do one of those like breaking news sounders. Breaking news. Also news from Zenix, with all the talk about CTF and who claims to be the best in the world. The two best in a clan-based CTF go head-to-head tomorrow as the superior Killers and Lethal Knights, Skalk, S-K-A-L-K, has challenged the number one and clan. That's right. I've been asked to cover the match tomorrow in place of a clan-based Open Cup match. And as much as I want to cover that Open Cup match, I do think right now with this little controversy we have swirling out there between who the best in CTF is, I would like to get a look at the top two European CTF clans just in case something happens. Who knows? Maybe I'd be willing to lend my comments to an over-the-pond match between the Europeans and the Americans. And, you know, obviously I'll root for the Europeans and NLC can root for the Americans. That's usually how it works here because all I cover is clan base. But I'll talk about that a little bit later. Anyways, the match scheduled to begin at 1300 PST, 2200 CET. And unfortunately, this is going to go in place of the I don't even remember who was playing tomorrow. I guess it's pretty bad if I don't. Actually, that's not the case. It was Clan Ind and TAV, Spain versus Portugal. It was actually a third league Group C matchup from Clan Base. And even though both of them are vying for the number one spot in Group C, I do believe the CTF is going to be a very good match. So hopefully you guys will tune into that tomorrow. I believe it is going to be on Server 2 as we have a very, very busy Sunday tomorrow. And I know Trillion of Inside the Game working out all the details of that. So I'm going to step away here, drink some of my Diet Dr. Pepper, seeing as my voice is going again, and get back into what are we going to do now? Oh, I know what we're going to do. We're going to do league play stuff when we come back here. How exciting is that? It's Oswald. You're Inside the Game. We'll see you in about 3 minutes.
Would you like some of this? Some of this.
Red Templar in front, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Kyrgios. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got the Red Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
That's right. We are Inside the Game, and I was just about to hop in the Urban Radio Server of the Week, and guess what? I don't have UT Streets. Yeah, that's right. One of the old time classic maps, and I do not have it, so I'll have to get that another 10 or 15 minutes here unless Wolfside wants to nudge the map cycle forward a little bit for me. Sorry about that. MZ Crate was a lot of fun. I in there with about 15 other people. Great time. Sorry, I had to cough. Great time. Good friends. So anyways, I need to make a correction here. Sorry. I don't know how I got the date wrong. That match from Clan Base for the CTF Ladders Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific 2200 GMT. Tuesday for Anclan and Skalk. So I'll make reference to that tier probably a couple other times during the show and on the forums. And, of course, over at Inside the Game, which you can get to www.radioitg.com for more information. All you have to do is click on schedule, and you'll see that, I am dominating clan base coverage. Why? Well, STA and TWL, as I said, now coming to an end if they're not over, but clan base is really the only game in town here at the moment. And yeah, I am a homer here for the Euros. And why is that? Well, it's probably multiple reasons. One, I don't play or hate North America or South American clans, regardless of what some say. But right now, those matches, they just don't fit into my casting schedule. Plus, NLC does a great job covering the action from STA and TWL, and I really have no desire to make waves with what he does, because there's plenty of shoutcasting to go around. Actually, that is, unless your name is Thunder, but I didn't say that. Now, I could sit here and talk about all the clan-based matches that have taken place so far, because I believe it's in excess of 60 here in the last week and a half, but I'm sure that after naming off a few groups, everyone would lose interest, and, they'd actually probably go play at themselves for more excitement than listening to me. So I'll approach this a different way. The action I've covered at clan-base in spring 2005 Open Cup has been outstanding. So far, it has the makings of another great Cup season, from very close battles to come-from-behind victories to great sportsmanships and some very tight group stages. Now, I'm sure that many of the group stages will come down to the wire, with some great European clans getting bumped, because inevitably that happens. They don't advance to the playoffs. Call it the nature of the beast, I guess. As I spoke about it on the Urban Terror Talking Point, some of the U.S. feel the need to play the European champion, I'm talking CTF here, in order to prove who the best in the world is. Now, one game, as I said, does not make you a champion. Now, U.S. clans are permitted to play on clan-based ladders, and I'm sure Zenix is going to chime in here any minute when I get into this little tirade here. But U.S. clans are permitted to play on the clan-based ladders, challenging other clans in order to prove who the best is. Currently in CTF, as I mentioned, AnClan. AnClan's record stands at 51-1-1 with a 46-game win streak. Props to them. Over on the Team Survivor ladders, it's the International Quake Squad, Clan IQS, as the top-ranked clan at 28-1, currently on a 12-game winning streak. Based on the rules, any clan that is registered can participate in the clan-based ladder. Yes, including U.S. clans and South American clans. Sorry, Canada, I just grouped you in with the U.S. I know you don't care, because we basically help you. Anyways, we won't get political here. For Team Survivor, there are no U.S. clans involved, but CTF does have clan no names from the U.S. ranked number 11. Unfortunately, U.S. clans do not really want to play a ladder style of league. I think they'd rather join a weekly league like what STA and TWL does, you know, have the different seasons. Now, it is the decision of the Cup admins to allow or turn away clans based on where they are located. Sorry, U.S., you can't play. Canada, you're out in the cold. And South America, find another league. But the rules also state, number one, under general, if enough clans of another region sign up, there is a good chance we'll make an extra division for that region so those clans could play each other there. I think it makes it very clear what I'm sort of getting at here is I'm sure there is 6, possibly 12 clans who would be willing to come together and represent North America and South America. Sure, this would still have to be approved by clan base, but I do see it as an opportunity. If we really want to find out who the best is, I do feel that this would be a much better way, since there's more competition, especially for the top two clans in North South American groups that would make it into the playoffs. Right now we have 4 groups in each league. So you have a group A, B, C, and D. So hypothetically here, if we had, we had 12 clans. So that's now 6 groups of 6 clans. The top two from, let's just call it the North South America leagues, you know, group E and F. The top two clans, so 4 clans would move into the playoffs, into the playoffs. I think that would be a much better way to go. Now, I have not discussed this with the admins, nor do they know that I was going to bring it up, but I do think there is some merit to this. The only time clans would need to worry about server choice and ping is when the playoffs begin and the U.S. clan playing the European clan, and they would have to take into consideration time zones and ping times and all those other issues that come in to online play. Now, I don't know if anything is ever going to happen about this, but it is something to think about, and I'd be curious to see if there are 12 interested clans who would like to participate. If there are, hey, let me know. Oswald at planetquake.com, and we'll see if anything can become can come out of this. I think it's a better idea than having a one-on-one exhibition match. Anyway, clan-based coverage will continue on Sunday as we turn after a two-day break, thank God. All the gaming action will begin here, 12 o'clock Pacific, 2100 CET, as the Pimps go up against Leave or Lose on Turnpike and Abbey 2. The back end of the doubleheader will feature Commandos versus Tricky Clan. It's another Battle of Portugal. That's right. So we'll have to see what happens here. This match is scheduled for 1400 Pacific, 2300 CET. GTV, believe it or not, I do have GTV server now. I do want to thank Slofasa for providing that server. Now I only have one other problem I have to overcome here, and if Lunacy of Inside the Game would ever answer my PM, or if somebody else knows the command for it, I got to try to get the free flow command for GTV, because right now it puts me in the player's eyes in either a first or a third person view, and to be honest, I can't cast that way when you're casting a 5v5. It's just too limiting. So if I had the free float mode, I think I'll be able to give you guys GTV on Sunday. So if anybody has that information, shoot me a private message here, and hopefully we can get that worked out, because I know many continue to ask, do we have clan-based coverage? And, you know, Slofoss has been nice enough to provide this GTV server for me anytime I would like it. So I would love to get it out there for all those who like to watch and listen. And I'm not talking sexually. We'll be right back.
Tune in, listen, play.
Radio ITG.
You know, it helps when I push that button that says mute in order to be heard. Hey, it's Oswald back with you here on Inside the Game. You are dialed in to Urban Radio, and unfortunately, I still can't hop into the server here because it is still on Streets, for Christ's sakes, and again, I just don't have time to download that map. So I got to wait for the map to switch here before I can drop in, and it is loading. Ah, there we go. Oh, Streets of Terror. Never mind. I guess I'll try it again a little bit later on. Going back here to a comment that Spellbinder made. He says, please give the USA definition of the difference between the two leagues so that those of us that do not know can see the difference as well. I think the main difference is that in Europe, they predominantly play Team Survivor as opposed to CTF. Usually that's the case when it comes to the cup play. I believe there's maybe been one Summer Cup that they played CTF, and I don't believe they've ever played Bomb in a cup form. I can't see really being any differences. 5v5, they play 20-minute matches, 3-minute rounds, and location. I guess that's about the only difference. The one reason I do favor clan-based is because of the organization. Clan-based has got it going on, especially if you have admin rights, because I can look at the clan-based admin page right now, and I can see all the matches that are coming up. I mean, I can see matches from Sunday, tomorrow, all the way through Friday and next week, if they're proposed, what maps are going to play, what time they're proposing, and what they call the IRC War Channel, which is a clan-based channel that you go to. Excuse me. It's a channel you go to, and basically in that channel, both clans will meet up in that channel, usually the day of the match, and they'll give you the server information, the IP address, the maps, the players starting. So I just think it's a great way to communicate. It just goes with the organization. I like having everything organized and laid out for me. Anyway. Oh, and I'm also being told by Zenix that he believes that One Cup was a Nations Cup Bomb Cup. But, yeah. So anyway, thank you, Hobbs. Hobbs said it too. But clan base, I mean, it's Europe's version of, you know, what we do in the U.S., and you know, I'm not going to knock TWL or STA. I have covered matches from both of those leagues. But, I mean, clan-based still has, God, I don't know, 200-300 clans still for Urban Terror. I mean, all you have to do is go to the Quake 3 and look at the ladder, and you see all the active clans. I mean, we have 72 clans participating in this Open Cup. I mean, that's got to tell you something for Europe. I mean, a little bit bigger of a pool to draw from, I think. But, again, we'll have to see. I'm going to talk to the admins of Clan Base and see if they're open to that idea that I brought up, because I do think it would give us a new infusion of blood into the cup, and I think it would be a little bit better to you know, help determine maybe who is the best if gamers are really, really curious to find out who the best in a game type is. But usually, and see, that's the problem, because in the U.S. they don't really like Team Survivor. They'd rather play CTF. Look at all the servers. Most of them end up being a CTF server, as opposed to a Team Survivor server. But game mode is rarely ever an issue because 99% of the time we are going to be playing Team Survivor in a cup. That's how it was this cup. Even though they put it out for a vote this time, what game mode do you want to play? They weren't going to change. It was going to be Team Survivor all the way. So with that said, I had something else to say too. I don't remember what it was. I can't remember. We'll get to it here as we go through the development update. It seems to happen weekly. I get the question asked to me, so when is ETUT going to be released? And every week it is much of the same from the development team. We don't have a date set yet. We continue to work on multiple fronts as development continues. But with that said, there is a new interview out if you'd like to go check that. It is over on www.xfire.be. The letter X, fire.be. It's a Return of Castle Wolfenstein site. But I was interviewed today by Tosspot, who provides news on that website. So you could actually go there right now and check out what we had to say. I mean, if you've been following the forums, like I said, if you follow the forums, and chances are you've already heard everything that's on there. It really is nothing new. Oh, that doesn't work, does it? Okay, I'll paste the link to it. Hang on. I don't know why that didn't work. Okay, here it is. All right, there's the link right there. Xfire.be, Crossfire, Return to Castle Wolfenstein site, powered by Fragland. Not sure why that site's not coming up, but if you want to read it, I also put it in the forums. It's just a quick interview. Basic information that, you know, we really don't give anything away. But if you'd like to read into it and start rumors, hey, feel free. Feel free. Anyway, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, we did welcome Flash to the development team. And yes, I'm quite aware that I have not posted any news update about that. He's very multi-talented. He is a multi-talented developer, including modeling, animating, skinning, mapping. He's like the complete package here. Currently, he is working on a couple of animations that we're debating if we should show or not. But that's one of the things that we're currently working. Tub is looking at modifying or cleaning up the level that Flash entered in the UTMB map contest called UT Alps. That might be another possibility here for maps included in the release. We've also tapped a few of the community level designers who are going to work with Sid on updating current levels that they have and possibly some that we have. Now, why are we doing this? We've gotten this question numerous times. We have, as we've said in the past, we only have a limited amount of manpower and one woman here to update ETUT and to get it out in a rather modest amount of time. And I'm sure some would agree that it should already be out. But with that said, we are limited to what we can do within a given day. I mean, 5 years and we've not made a penny off the development here. We all hold full-time jobs or go to school. We have families and other priorities in life that actually don't revolve around Urban Terror. Yes, believe that or not. We've also received a few inquiries from community folks offering to assist us thanks to a call we put out here a couple weeks ago. We're still looking over that information. We'll probably ask a few of them out there to help assist us on the ETUT maps. And it is quite possible I do need to talk to Peter to 27 before we can post some news here, but we might have some news here very shortly that will interest all of you. So hang tight here, and like I said, it's very few and far between. Information is thin right now. I mean, there's stuff out there, but Blade Killer really hasn't been doing much in terms of updating the skins. I mean, you've seen all the skins she's made. I mean, I could put up a picture of what she's done now is what she did last week, and you guys will look at it and say, wow, looks the same. So things like that. Tub, I mean, you can go to his site, levelart.net. There's really no news on there about his levels. I mean, if you'd like, I will I'll post some pictures of his maps, which you can get off his site. So we are working on it here. Things are just they're slow going. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you guys want. What do you want? What do you want to do with your life? Just kidding. Anyway, we are in the server, the Urban Radio server of the week here as I'm going to drop in there now. We are on a, I believe it's a Duke Nukem level. It was remade for Urban Terror some time ago. Not that I'm a big fan of remade levels here, but it is a remake. Hotel Hell is what it is. And it looks like it is Team Deathmatch. For some reason, I can't join. There we go. So we are on the server. It looks like it's about 6-on-6. If you'd like to join now, urbanterror.net/radio.html. And you will find all the IP information there. I'm getting my ass kicked as usual. Not like that's a big surprise, is it? No. GTV, as I said, I'm working on that here, so we should have that shortly for the clan base matches. Sorry. Who was in here today? We have Xeno, AOW, Mago, All Hate in one person, Hobbs, Float, Null, Wolf's Eye, Matic, and Wyber of Skulk. So we got a pretty good battle going on here along with myself. So if you guys want to drop in and a little gaming action, get it on here. Go for it. Granted, I can't find anybody. I'm going to... Yeah. You like that? Yeah. Great. Just killed myself. Anyway. It's good gaming action. So, what's the score here? Oh, 21-13 is the score. As I said, we are playing a team deathmatch. So if you guys want to join, do it now and just have a good time. That's what we're here for. That is what we are here for. In the free-for-all segment, in a truly asinine comment this week directed at the development team, someone stated, go promote your game before it's dead. URT has the most fun factor of any game I've ever played, and no one knows about it. Kind of sad, don't you think? Now, sounds like that comment is directed to me since I've taken it upon myself since 99 to promote the game and community as the PR director. I guess all the success we have had falls on deaf ids, and it seems as I guess id Software was impressed enough with our development to contact us a couple years ago, but I guess that all means nothing. Silly me for even considering that. Well, maybe you're talking about the lack of information on the website, or is it the slow development on ETUT? Last time I checked, the development is still highly development team is still highly active in the community. Remember that program called IRC? Let's see. We still communicate with the gamers in our league or in our community. We participate in leagues. I can name three people right now who play in one form or fashion. Let's see. Dick Dastardly and Blade Killer and LT1 are all in clans. And I've covered, 150 matches from STA, TWL, OGL, and clan base. And even some exhibition matches like the male versus female matches at UTZ used to run. Last I checked, those items that could actually be called public relations. But again, I could be wrong. Let's see. Do I even need to run through this again? Every release we create, a press release is sent out to 30 or 40 websites. Once it's sent, once the send button is pressed, it's out of our control as to what happens with that information. Some sites do not post news about mods. Sad but true. Guess they can't get past Half-Life. C'est la vie, because I can't do anything once it's there. In closing, Sid will continue to do what we do best, and that is to develop games and promote them, as we have done in the past. The rest, well, the rest is up to you and the community. So if you have attitudes and comments like that unknown person, then go play somewhere else. Some like the author of that statement, like I said, just have no idea what goes on inside of a development team, let alone our development. Actually, we have promoted the game for nearly 5 years. We've involved the community from day one. We've participated in leagues. We've accepted input from the community. We've even pandered to nearly every league and suggestion that has been brought up to us. We trusted some gamers who decided to leak our files. So basically, we've gone above and beyond what a development team is required to do. I've discussed this many times before, and I guess some only decide to hear what they want to hear. The rest, my friend, is up to you, the gamer. Last word on this, the community has exactly half the story, if that. The development team sees the full picture, and we have goals that stretch into the future that we have set with what we are looking to achieve. So yes, one day, Urban Terror will actually fade into the distance like many other good mods have done in the past, and the development team will have moved on to bigger and better things. So anyway. That's the free-for-all segment, and I just felt that needed to be said because I thought that comment was completely off base, wrong, and, you know, anyway. We've got to step away here, take a break, and we'll see what we have left here when we come back. It's Oswald, you're inside the game.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up!
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new family-oriented radio.
And after looking at what I have left, it is not much. Sort of a short show this week. As I said, I didn't have that much information. Again, just trying to come up with all this information is time-consuming alone. So that is actually going to do it for this week. I do want to thank everyone for tuning in. Remember, we do have a new start time from here on out. Urban Radio will begin at 1300 Pacific. That's 1 o'clock for those of you Wonderlicks out there who can't do the math. 4 o'clock Eastern, 2200 CET. So next week, all those in Europe, grab a pint or two or three, get drunk with Oswald. Next week, we're going to try to take some phone calls on Skype. I was going to say Skype. Skype. SKYPE.com. If you'd like to participate, download the program, and I'll give out the number at the start of the show. This is your chance to be heard. We'll also have a special Urban Radio Serve of the Week, so get ready to go old school. That's right. We're going to be playing Urban Terror 1.27. We are going to go retro, and we have had somebody offer up a 1.27 server. Check out the Urban Radio page later on in the week. I will give you all the information you need to know as to how to connect. Once again, you can catch me tomorrow, 11:30 Pacific. I'm going to kick off Clan Base doubleheader. And also, time slot permitting, just push play or return to its normal start on Wednesday. For Inside the Game, I'm Oswald, and I'm out.